The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I've learned something new about the inventory trends in the Washington, D.C. area. I projected out over many years when the best time to sell a house is, and I've discovered an error in my ways, which is a good thing because now I can give you the better advice. I forgot to consider inventory as a major part of my graphing. Now, I'll explain. So I graphed out over a decade period of time when the most number of houses sell month by month and discovered that the most houses settle in May, June, July. Okay. And I also discovered that houses sell for the most money May, June, July. And I also discovered that if the most houses sell in that period for the most money, that they sell in the least amount of time. In other words, they're on the market typically 10 to 15 days as a number. So, which means they went on the market typically late February, March, April, maybe early May. Okay? I just settled a house. I put it on the market in early May. We had multiple offers listed for $800 and sold for $855. I mentioned before the break how we faced a challenge on the appraisal, where the appraisal came in actually $25,000 less than that. And we fought with the appraiser and ultimately with the buyer and convinced the buyer. And I think this is where Buffett's statement, price is what you pay, but value is what you get, is critical. If you can sell people on the value, they'll pay the price. The buyer actually paid $25,000 more than the appraiser said that it was worth. And by the way, the appraiser is not God. He is simply a man or a woman who looks at the sticks and the bricks, the school district, and adds and subtracts based upon not necessarily market demand, but based upon what has happened, looking back 6 months at comparables. So you can't come up with a price based upon an appraisal. A good real estate agent will add value to whatever the property appraises for, such as that. We fought with it. We won it. We got it through. And we went to settlement. And guess what? The buyer and the seller were best friends across the table. My client gave the buyer a beautiful grill to say, hey, I can't take it. It's too big. I'm not going to bother selling it. Would you like it? It's like the perfect settlement when everybody's laughing and joking and having a good time and they're transferring the property from one party to the other and the buyers are happy to receive the property. The sellers are happy to give it. Well, in my career, I've seen a lot of challenges in the real estate business, and appraisals can be one of those challenges. One of those problems is an appraiser who comes in and misses the school district that a house might be in. You know, if you are in the Langley High School District and the property feeds that excellent school, but the appraiser doesn't understand the value, the demand value for Langley High School or McLean High School or Thomas Jefferson or Yorktown or wherever it might be, if they don't understand the difference, the gradient differences between different high schools, they'll undervalue the property. Now, none of us have a problem with them overvaluing the property on an appraisal, not on an assessment. You know, the assessment's the tax man's job. He's there to tax you what should be, quote, the fair market value for your property based upon their assessment. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the appraisal for the bank. If the bank appraises the property for more than the buyer's paying, fine. No argument, doesn't really matter because the loan is going to go through. It's when they appraise it for less that there's a problem. So you need, when you're interviewing a real estate agent, make sure you find someone who understands how to fight with an appraiser, who understands the importance of meeting with the appraiser to guide them on the value for that property and help them understand it so that you get your sale through. You do not want to sell the property twice, right? You don't want to sell it first to the buyer and then have the appraiser blow it up and then have to turn around and put it back together, especially in the summertime when the market's not quite as vibrant. Right. We don't want to do that. You want to work out the appraisal issue up front, either get the appraisal waived if you've got multiple offers, or if you can't do that, if you don't have the strength in the offers to get the appraisal contingencies waived out of the contract, then you want to get the appraisal contingency shortened so you can deal with it quickly and either move on, get the house back up for sale, or go to settlement. Now, I told you earlier how inventory was not considered in the way that I needed to. In fact, I used the time, how long it took to sell a house, and the fact that they sold for the most money to give me the insight to help you sell for the most money at a certain time of year. But what I did discover later is that I had the first 6 months of the year, right? But the second 6 months, I didn't. Uh-huh. Why? How? Did you know that the inventory trend lines in September and October each year are the highest they are at any time of the year? That in fact, the market, the nadir or bottom of inventory is in February and early March. And then it steadily climbs up until the middle to the end of May, and then it plateaus through August. Because few sellers are bringing their houses to the market during the summertime. Most people think that's probably not the best time, especially, and you've heard me say, when the fireworks go up, the sales come down. Yes, true, the number of buyers looking comes down, but also the number of listings being brought to the market comes down. So there's a flattening out in the curve of inventory. So I'm putting a couple of homes on the market this coming week. And these properties, I sat with the seller and I explained to them, you're better off to get your house up for sale now rather than waiting till September or October. Yes, it's pretty in September and October. And yes, I've heard and I've even spoken that there's a fall market. Well, there are more buyers looking in fall, but the inventory jumps by 10 to 15%. All this is to say is the nuances of timing the sale of your home, when you put your house on the market, need to be considered within four different graphs, all brought together to a basic understanding of what kind of market you're walking into. It really, you do expect your broker to give you advice on when the best time to sell your house is, or if it isn't the best time, how to price yourself properly. Let's take 2 minutes before my first break, and let's chat about how to price correctly when you're at this time of year. One of my clients has a beautiful townhome. It was built in 1972. They redid the kitchen and the bathrooms have been upgraded. It's got a level walkout basement and it's in the Churchill High School District in Potomac, Maryland. The market for it is around $600,000. Maybe 610, maybe 620. Maybe at this time of year, a little bit less than six. So the choice we have is to price ourselves at 600 even, a fulcrum number, meaning how buyers look between 5 and 600 or between 6 and 700. That logical pricing of $599 in the old traditional, let's price it just under, it sounds like it's less, means that as an average purchaser is looking online for real estate, they're looking between 5 and 600, say, or 6 and 700 in this particular price range. They're only going to come up with a property if the property is actually in their price range. So if you're at 600 and they're looking between 5 and 6 and 6 and 7, you're going to come within both of those searches. Better not to be over 6 or under 6 if you're going to be just a little under 6 or just a little over 6. Better to be right at 6. Why? Because then you'll get all of the prospective buyers and you can drive the presentation of an offer into a delay so that you can get your top dollar on the property. Call me now and request my market ready guide. I've got a great graph that will show you the right time to put your house on the market. Whether it's this fall, the summer, or next year, call me today at 1-800-900-9104. That's 1-800-900-9104. You'll get one of our nice receptionists and you can leave a message there or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal, right after this.